Namaskar, devotees and friends. Welcome back to the podcast series on Sri Ramakrishna's parables and stories. Today, we are here to present you the 10th episode.
Namaskar, dear friends. As you all know, we are conducting this program under Vivekananda Cultural Center of Ramakrishna Math, Chennai.
Last time, we were discussing karma and karma yoga. I have some more questions on this topic.
Yes, today we are going to continue the topic we started last time.
See, we find that Sri Ramakrishna gave more importance to realizing God first. Then, if necessary, work for people. He asked Sambhu Mallik, suppose the Lord appears before you, will you ask him to provide schools, hospitals and dispensaries?
Yes, indeed. Sri Ramakrishna said that God doesn't reveal himself as long as one is attached to work. He gave this example. As long as a child sucks on a pacifier, forgetful of its mother, the mother finishes her cooking. But when the child throws the pacifier away and begins to cry for mother, the mother takes the rice pot off the fire and runs to the child.
Then, why to work? Didn't he also say, suppose you go to Kalighat temple, your aim is to have darshan of Mother Kali, and first you start giving alms to all beggars there. The whole day you spend in charity there and don't get a chance to have darshan of the deity. What will you gain? Rather, first try your best to have the darshan of Kali. After that, you can give in charity as much as you like.
Sri Ramakrishna gave different advice to people of different caliber. He would teach this only to those who were fully endowed with sattva guna. He himself said that Shambhu Mallik belonged to high spiritual level. So he asked him not to fritter away time in such work but concentrate more on God. But for ordinary people like us, sadhana starts with welfare work because it purifies the mind. Sri Ramakrishna said that work is only the first chapter of human life. Most of us belong to this group. So our path to God is through doing selfless work.
Last time, also you mentioned that selfless work purifies the mind. Apart from that, what is the philosophy behind work for realizing God?
The trick is to deify the world. Here, the world is appearing before us. This is Brahman in many forms. The one reality, Brahman, is appearing verily as many before us. All this we see in the world is pervaded by the Lord. We have to recognize the underlying reality existing as water pervades all the waves. Brahman pervades everything we see or sense in this world. So, working for all beings signifies serving Brahman in manifested form.
Don't you think there is a discontinuity between Sri Ramakrishna's teachings of God realization and Swamiji's teachings of desireless work?
Oh, this is a long-standing doubt in the Ramakrishna order. When Vivekananda founded the mission, Swami Yogananda said, all this you are doing are Western ideas. Did Paramahansa Dev teach this? Vivekananda replied, Sri Ramakrishna was much vaster than you think him to be. He himself commanded me to do this welfare work. See, even Holy Mother approved the sadhus doing such welfare work for the needy.
That is true. I read that Holy Mother approved of the seva work being done in Kashi Sevashram. She said, I feel Thakur's presence here. All this work is Thakur's own work. But still, why this seems to be contradictory teachings?
If we think deeply, there is no discontinuity between Sri Ramakrishna's teaching and the work started by Vivekananda. Sri Ramakrishna insisted repeatedly, Jari Nitya Tari Lila, Shagun Nirgun Ek, Jini Shagun Tine Nirgun. This means, I see Rama in everyone. You all are sitting here. I see Rama in all of you in different forms. I see that He alone is everything. He has become the world and its creatures. I accept the absolute as well as the phenomenal world. From the absolute to the phenomenal world, and again from the phenomenal world to the absolute. Nitya theke lila, lila theke nitya. He said again and again. He said, the highest class of devotee accepts both the absolute and the phenomenal world. So he can enjoy the divine even when his mind comes down from the absolute.
Is this the state of Vignani that he said?
Yes, Sri Ramakrishna said, the Vignani realizes that when a person goes to the roof, he finds that whatever material the roof is made of, bricks, mortar, etc., the stairs and the entire building is made of that. And he touchingly said, when we close our eyes, God is there. And when we open our eyes, is God not there? In this way, he taught us that the one and the many are same reality. This harmonizes God and the world. His Bhavamukha state is connected to this idea.
Since you brought in Bhavamukha in the discussion, I think we need to elaborate more on this. Can we say that it is the threshold of his world, of this world and spiritual realm as experienced by him continuously? How is this relevant here?
Yes, you are right. Swami Vivekananda took this idea as mantra, Shiva Gyane Jiva Seva, and implemented that in practice. He told, my heart has expanded. This expansion of heart is the source of this practical Vedanta. Through Vivekananda, Sri Ramakrishna taught that religion is not only a matter of internal realization. It must be reflected in life. It must be manifested in this world. This is seeing the same spirit existing in all being. Vivekananda said, my mission in this world can be put in a few words. To preach unto mankind their inner divinity and how to make it manifest in every movement of life. This is verily the concept of Bhavamukha. Recognize both as real and serve the people. Atmano mokshartham jagat hitaya cha. For own liberation and the welfare of the world is what we are supposed to do.
This reminds me how Ramakrishna Math Hyderabad set up example of such service during Swami Vivekananda's 150-year celebrations. They conducted felicitation ceremony for different people from the lower strata of society. Math organized a one-day function for municipal cleaners and drivers, one day for auto drivers, one day for state transport drivers and conductors, etc. These people were received by the Swamis with garlands and presented sweets, clothes and provided lunch. They were given a lot of respect by the Swamis and they were told that they are actually serving the society and that their job was very noble. They got so moved that their attitude towards their work changed. The defiant auto drivers got so moved that during mud hours, if they passed by the way, they ferried devotees without grudging or asking extra fare. Isn't it really astonishing? This was a model project for training the youth. In Kashi Sevasram, the patients are called Narayana and they are served in the same spirit.
This is truly commendable Excellent. Inspiring indeed.
Actually, without knowing this theory, we try to implement social service in our workplace. But there we miss the divine aspect and do this in the spirit of compassion or daya. Whereas Sri Ramakrishna's advice was Siva Gnane Jiva Seva. But how long do we need to perform such work?
As long as we don't realize Brahman. After God realization, work falls off.
Last time, you were telling something about renouncing work. What does it mean?
This work falls off. Sri Ramakrishna said, as long as one does not realize God, one has to perform actions. But after attaining knowledge, one cannot do much work. They won't even want to. He said, after the rice is boiled, it cannot regenerate paddy. Also, he said, the blossom falls off when the fruit is ripe.
Is this mentioned in our scriptures?
Yes, yes. We find in chapter 6 of the Gita the same idea. The Lord says, for the spiritual aspirant, karma is the means to attain God. Karma karanam uchyate. And serenity is the means when he has attained God. Kshama karanam uchyate.
Can you give some examples?
Sri Ramakrishna himself gave many examples. Like, how long does the bee hum? As long as it does not sit on a flower. When it sits on a flower to drink honey, it doesn't make any sound. The nearer one advances towards the Lord, God himself reduces his work.
Yes, yes. Do you remember the parable of the mother-in-law reducing the work of her daughter-in-law? Please tell it.
Sri Ramakrishna gave this sweet and beautiful example. When the daughter-in-law in the family conceives, her mother-in-law gradually reduces her work. In the last month of her pregnancy, the mother-in-law doesn't let her work at all. When the baby is born, she only busies herself playing with it and enjoying herself with it. Similarly, after realizing God, a man can remain engrossed in his thought.
Don't the God-realized people do any work?
Sri Ramakrishna said that God-realized people have no need to work. But actually, they talk to awaken the spiritual consciousness of the devotees. The greatest examples are Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and the direct disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. They were all God-realized people. Yet they worked so hard for the spiritual upliftment of the people. To help ordinary people, they sacrificed their desire to remain absorbed in samadhi. Their conversation revolved only around the divine bliss of God, like Sri Ramakrishna spoke of God alone.
Very true. I recollect that Sri Ramakrishna gave some examples about this in the Gospel. Once our scriptures also say about this. Please tell a few of them.
The Gita says the same thing. The man of realization is Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. Some, like Narada and avatars like Chaitanya Deva, live to instruct mankind. Sri Ramakrishna explained this with common experience. After digging a well, most people throw away the spade and basket. But there are some who keep them, thinking that they may perhaps be needed by their neighbors.
There are few more stories too, like fun across the world. Please narrate that also.
There is a story of three boys who heard some merriment going on the other side of a wall, and they became curious. One by one, they climbed the wall to see what was happening on the other side. They were so overwhelmed to see the fun and frolic there, two of them jumped in the merrymaking. While the third one, seeing the fun, returned to call others also to enjoy. In the same way, highly spiritual personalities feel greatly concerned for the suffering of others, they are not so selfish as to be satisfied with their own illumination. So they come back from their samadhi and help people cross this world.
Wonderful example.
Then with this we come to the end of today's program. We request you to send your feedback to mail@rkmvcc.org.
Jai Ram. Jai Shri Ram Krishna.